talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And here we are, it's the first Friday, oh my goodness, in summer. As a matter of fact, it's the first day of summer. That is a true getaway Friday, the 21st of June, 2019, 14 minutes past the hour, and we are at full strength here. Brandy Downs, Weasel Boy, who's going to give us an update on his drag queen here in a second, and Charlie Evers back with us after a two-day absence. Charlie, it's so good to see you.
It's been, oh, I thought it was a couple of weeks.
No, 2 days. 2 days.
Oh, my. So this, the sun comes up to the maximum point today.
50-50.
Longest, no, this is the longest day of the year. The equinoxes are when day and night are equal.
Midpoint.
Tonight is the longest day, today is the
daylight
longest
hours.
Day of the year.
Longest day of daylight hours.
Great.
So it'll be like 9:30 tonight, and it'll still be sunshine, if it doesn't rain.
What a beautiful morning it's been. I sat all morning watching birds, looking at the blue sky, seeing spray planes going overhead, and passenger jets going the other way.
Tremendous.
Great.
It is. It's been a great morning. The sun was shining in this morning when I woke up. That's been a complete turnaround from the last few days when it's been thunderstorming and raining and gloomy and the whole mess. So, very nice day.
And if anyone hears a strange sound, that's my oxygen generator.
I don't know if you can hear that on the air or not.
Brandy said, Charlie, if you say anything bad, I'm going to kink the hose.
She did. She goes, watch your mouth.
I've got leverage.
That's the real her.
I'm just kidding.
Now, not really. We won't get to her yet.
Thanks.
Weasel, tomorrow morning, you just got an update on your drag queen for Saturday morning, 7:10 to 10 a.m. tomorrow here on the station. Go ahead and tell us about it.
9 o'clock or 9:15, she's going to call in live, so we got her back. She just emailed me.
Tell people who it is.
Nina West. Her real name is Andrew. I'm not sure his last name, but...
she's from Ohio.
Yes, she is. She's got a big street named downtown. She was the pride of the store, the parade.
Which part of the LGBTQ is she? Questionable?
Oh,
no, she's just gay. Like, she's a gay man, that's all.
So she's the G.
She's a drag queen.
She's the G.
Yeah.
Transgender.
No. Yeah, wait a second. Yeah,
no,
you're right.
She's not transgender. Drag queens are not transgender.
Oh, really?
It's something completely different.
Where does the word drag come in?
Drag queens are about entertainment. That's what it is.
But the word drag.
I don't know where. Do you know the etymology of the word drag? No, I don't.
Wait a second. What? That's not right, though, because so he's just gay, so he would be a he. You would refer to him as a he.
Yeah, you have to separate the drag queen from the LGBT. That has nothing to do with the... He's a drag queen, but he's gay male.
Transgender.
That's not... He's not trying to convert.
Transsexual.
Maybe she's an actress.
Maybe.
An actress.
Could be an actress. What are you looking at?
These two?
Because last hour, sorry that we're changing this. You just messed with the board, and you accused me of messing with the board.
Well, because I needed to get Charlie's mic right. Not your mic, not my mic, not the phone.
He's just turning our mics off. I know that's right.
Because you don't know about your own guests.
Yes,
tomorrow.
I do.
That'd be my first question. Which part of the LGBTQ are you?
Why is that your first question?
You would never ask that. That's not my...
You don't think?
No.
Ever call in right now.
Please don't do that.
I'll ask her.
A drag queen is about entertainment. It's not about sexuality.
So she's a...
She's Charlie, got a whole child.
Right, it's all entertainment.
G is gay, so she is part of the LGBT.
There's two separate people here. There's Andrew.
Wait a second. How could she be the grand marshal of the LGBT?
As Nina West.
As the LGBTQ parade if she's not LGBTQ?
She does have a nice children's album that you should listen to.
I bet
to.
She is questioning.
No. You can't.
At least you said it right.
Yeah,
that
you
time.
Did. Not she's questionable.
What is
you
questionable, said, but she's questioning
no,
her.
No, it is not questionable.
If you dress up like a woman, that is different than just being gay. All gay people don't dress up like women.
Yes, that's the drag queen part.
That's the entertainment part.
It's something completely different. There are songs and dances and comic routines.
Wait a second. So the drag queens are not part of the LGBTQ?
Have you never been to a drag show?
No,
can
I haven't.
Can we do that next? Instead of going to concerts, can we take Scott to a drag queen show?
Look at him.
I would never go to
He's got nice cheekbones.
That's right.
Pretty eyes.
They try to recruit me.
I say we have Nina come in
but
and hook you up.
You've been in women's clothes.
Yes,
I've actually
have Nina.
You've been in women's clothes.
I've been in women's clothes, and I've been in a gay club dancing.
You
in
could
a
borrow a. No, you probably couldn't find a dress there. But
I've got
anyway,
one.
You want to borrow one?
Honest to God. So he's going to have this.
You're small though. I don't.
Whatever. So tomorrow morning, the drag queen will be on at 9 o'clock.
She does so much work, though, with just that, like the Children's Network, that Children's Hospital. It's more than just that.
Okay, that drag, does that concern dragging on pot?
That's the only thing I know, like a drag, a cigarette or pot. I don't know.
I have no idea where it comes
from. So you're dragging this stuff out of the...
So she's a drug addict?
No, I'm just saying I don't know the drag. Here, let me look it up. You guys keep talking about something, I'll look it up.
No, wait. No, so she's a transvestite.
No.
No. No.
She's
those.
A drag queen.
She's an actress.
Drag queen is the only word that you need to use.
So that's all. So a man who dresses like a woman is just a drag queen?
As entertainment.
She's not trying to be
a
woman permanently. She's not trying to do that.
No, that's transgender.
Right.
I'm not talking about transgender.
Oh.
Right. I'm not saying transgender.
It's an acting category.
I think
acting.
A transvestite is somebody who dresses as the other thing. Not because transgender is somebody who wants to have the surgery.
That's different.
This is not clear where the word drag queen comes from. So a drag queen is a man that dresses up as a woman for entertainment purposes only.
So that's it.
Not their daily lives. It's not...
But she doesn't do it in her daily life.
They don't have to be gay or bisexual either. They can just be straight, too. Straight
so
can
she
do it.
Doesn't dress up in it. On the RuPaul show, she's doing her thing.
Because that's the whole show.
I bet she's a transvestite.
No, because in real life, her name's Andrew.
Well,
that's it.
She's a man.
He goes around, but he's a gay man.
Okay.
This is not... It's like a pen name, okay? So there's Andrew the man.
And that's how he's connected to the LGBTQ.
And then he plays a character
called
Nina West.
So the only reason he ever dresses up in women's clothes is to be entertaining.
That's it.
He doesn't dress up in women's clothes.
And he's connected to the LGBTQ as Andrew, as the gay community. So it's all combined, kind of. So it's fine. You're putting too much thought into it. Like, it's acceptance. When it comes to that, it's everybody matters. Like, it's an equal thing. I'm not saying you don't, but I'm saying...
They can do whatever they like to do. All I'm saying is I think there is a letter in there that... He probably is.
The G.
The G.
Yeah.
G, I might also be that. T.
I'm the LMNOP.
T anyway, is transgender.
All that interesting stuff will happen tomorrow morning.
That's why you threw us on the weekend. You know what? We'll be fine throughout the week, and then the weekend is...
Wouldn't it have been better to have her last week during the Pride Festival and the LGBTQ day?
I couldn't get it.
Now she can talk about the Pride Festival and what actually happened and all of that.
And tomorrow's
Cincinnati. Because his show on Saturday was before the Pride Parade, right?
Yeah, we'll try to get
anything
down there.
Anything big happen in that? I didn't see it.
No, the only thing that I kind of want to ask her about, because when we were down there, there's always protesters with something like that. So she was doing the song This Is Me, kind of dancing. She was the Grand Marshal. She went up to them, like kind of like right there, and just sang and danced. But I just wonder what those people were saying something to her, and I just wonder what it is and how that affects her. I think that's fascinating.
Can she say that on the radio?
I don't know. I mean, the people, you know, they were... It was a religious thing. Like, so they were saying certain things. The signs were not nice. So
well,
I just wonder.
That's freedom of speech.
It is, and I respect that both sides of it.
Freedom to assemble.
But it just seemed like it was probably not very nice, and I just wonder what they would say.
Because
it didn't affect her.
The world's not a nice place all the time.
No, that's especially my house.
So
I'm abused.
Tomorrow morning,
emotionally.
What channel was that show on?
What?
RuPaul.
I don't know what channel that is.
Well, shouldn't you know that? That's your guest tomorrow.
I know. I just didn't think we'd talk that much about
RuPaul.
I don't prepare.
Isn't the guest.
Yeah.
No, but this... Nina West.
Yeah, you don't really know who that is?
No, I have no idea. I don't know. Why would I watch that show?
Why wouldn't you?
Because it seems
for
like...
entertainment.
Yeah.
Do you watch that show?
I have occasionally watched it. I don't watch anything regularly.
I don't care anything. RuPaul is not interesting to me. Charlie?
No. I like watching nature programs.
Nature program, sure.
That all falls in line.
Sullivan Guy on Saturday morning?
Doesn't it?
What?
That Sullivan guy on Saturday
morning?
Yeah,
the gardening man. Sure. Yeah.
Chess. Lulu. Nemesis.
Lulu, next Friday, will be right here with us at this time.
Hey. I'll take him
Lulu
back.
Romo. It's going to be big.
I hope she brings parsnips.
That's right. Oh, you know, the other day I asked Lulu what she wanted. Mountain Dew and sweet tea.
Together or separately?
No. Mountain Dew for her assistant.
Gross.
And sweet tea. Are you going to have your overalls next week, Brandon?
I do not own a pair of overalls.
You might.
I don't.
Well, is it like a dress? You don't own a dress? You don't own any overalls?
I own dresses. I do not own
overalls.
Well,
loan one to Weeze. And
wow,
then
what
can
makes
fit
you think
in.
I don't have one?
I already offered to
listen,
loan one to him.
You're the one who Facebook Lives on Saturday, so be in a dress tomorrow when you talk to the guy in a dress, and it'll all be fine.
I'm not doing that.
Why? It's just entertainment.
But that's not me. I'm not a drag queen. Maybe later on down the road.
Upstage, Nina.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well.
You've dressed up in women's clothes before.
Yeah, you know what? I felt good about it.
Then do it tomorrow.
Will you come in and do it?
I don't want to be involved with this woman.
Why?
Because I just don't think she impresses me. I've got all my...
You don't even know anything about her.
Well, that's why she's not impressive to me.
She has a street named after her.
Yeah, she... Yeah, she's worth a lot of money.
Where is there a street named after her?
Down on High Street.
No, it's not.
Yes,
no,
here I've got a photo. I posted the photo on Facebook, but you like liked it.
No.
You're like, oh, who is this? Weeze?
No, that wasn't me. That was somebody else at the station. You know who it was. Yeah. But all I'm saying is, it was probably one of those honorary street things where they yanked that sign right down after she was gone and threw it away. Threw it away.
Oh.
You know darn well that the city council in Columbus would not approve.
It's still up.
I don't think that's true.
Road trip.
Nina West Boulevard? You won't go on road trips. We tried to take you on the line.
I'm not going with you guys.
Oh.
To a concert.
Why?
I told you I don't do well at concerts.
Oh, that's right,
because
you don't do well. But if we would have invited you to Boston's Pizza afterwards, you would have been there for that?
But I don't like pizza.
What, really?
It's a long story.
You should have been there, though. We had a good time.
We did have a good time. Scott sat next to me. At one point, his hand was on my...
Oh, no.
I was having a good time responding to all the Facebook Lives with
Scott
Terry.
Got excited that you were doing that.
Yeah,
he's like, this is the most action... Like, Brandy is great.
Said,
like,
this is the most action Brandy's had in years because she's...
Oh, yeah. Four kids. Most action I've had in years.
She took it down. That's not what...
That's not Charlie's what I was talking about, Charlie.
That's
wow,
talking
God,
about.
Don't you know Charlie's on oxygen?
Graham is wild.
God. Boy, we'll never get on Sunday mornings with this show. Now, you know what I was talking about.
No,
you
I
took,
don't. What
you
were
took
you
it in the
about?
Gutter. You took it right
what
in the gutter.
What were you talking about?
He's talking about drag queens. You're talking about four kids.
He's having a guest on air. You asked him about it.
I didn't ask you about
what you just elaborated on.
You were the one who said it.
You did come across like you haven't had that much action.
Listen, on Saturday night, all you had to do was comment on our Facebook Live. That tells me something.
The listeners don't get to see your wink, wink, nudge, nudges.
Or the...
But we do.
Wink,
we
wink,
know what
nudge,
you meant.
Nudge about what? Listen, on Saturday, all you need to... We're going to get into some topics here. This show will have some semblance of order here in a moment.
No, probably not.
But the truth of the matter is, when you're home on a Saturday night and all you have to do is comment on Facebook Live videos, that tells me there's, you know...
That she's a responsible mother at home with four kids,
uh-huh,
a loving husband.
You got it.
What would
and
you
that
like
desired.
Me to do on Saturday night?
I hear that's the night Nina West and her drag queen show's on. Were you watching it? No. You were watching Facebook Live.
I was supporting the station, Scott, but
that's
I won't
would,
do that anymore in the future.
You know, we were standing out in the rain, and I was thinking, you know, this is because Scott was kind of complaining about why is she doing this on a Saturday night. I'm like, because she is supporting us and your lies about
you
this
did not
band.
Say that.
Yes,
you did
I did
not say that at all.
Because you said, Sean, cut the tape.
Terry
what a liar.
And Adam and Sean were all commenting before I ever got on.
Sean could, oh, she's right Sean about that, could not have been commenting. He was running the camera.
He was behind the scenes commenting.
Wrong. All right. So now, Charlie, let's get into
Where
the real show.
Was that on Facebook?
Saturday night, it was on the Facebook Live. But I think it was only on Sean's page because he
was
running
on
the camera.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
If you weren't
if you
friends
go to,
with him on Facebook, then you didn't see it.
All right. It was a time.
Scott thought it was going to be better than what it was, and it just wasn't.
So the concert was good. The dinner afterwards, marginal. But
now, which concert was this?
Collective Soul concert.
Yes. Dune Blossoms.
That's not true.
Dune Blossoms. And I'll tell you, Charlie, the place was packed. There were thousands of people there in the middle of the rain on the night before Father's Day, on the day of the Pride Parade. People said, we don't want to see Nina West. We want to be here with the Gin Blossoms on this Saturday night.
You can't believe anything he says, because it wasn't even a Gin Blossoms concert. It was a Collective Soul concert. They were the headliners.
Excuse me, were you there?
Hey,
I was
Chad
there.
Chad showed the ticket on Facebook Live.
Yes. He's a compulsive liar.
He had the ticket.
So you couldn't see that ticket.
Yes, you could.
He showed it.
Moving on.
I'm a compulsive liar.
Compulsive
Maybe
liar.
That's true, but the tickets, Ticketmaster,
told me. Are a Gemini, right?
Just ask Nina West.
Oh, good point.
Thought the interview was going to happen today.
You know, one thing I find refreshing, for us older folks, we're always talking about our illnesses. You guys are talking about something entirely different.
And you don't care
refreshing.
About it.
Is it? Well, we have no idea what we're talking about, but the truth of the matter is I feel bad because his guest canceled on him, but now that seems to be saved,
yeah,
so I feel
yeah.
a little better about yeah. it. And I feel bad that all Brandy had to do on a Saturday night was watch Facebook Live from Boston's in the middle of a rainstorm.
And support the station.
God bless her. And now we'll get on to the real show.
Okay, I'm excited.
Okay, what's happening?
Well, there's a lot going on this week. Now, Brandy sent me this link. Now, because we got to be fair in what's going on, we got to be fair, because last week we jumped on Joe Biden because he said he was going to cure cancer by running for president. And Donald Trump, not to be outdone, said he was going to cure cancer if he's reelected.
And AIDS.
Oh, well, there you go.
So Biden's connection to that, his son died from cancer, and
yes.
I think that's what he meant. Like, I'll do everything I can to...
Who doesn't want cancer cured?
No.
We all want it cured.
I know
but
that,
you
but...
you can't say that as a campaign
That's not
promise.
How he meant it, though. I think he meant it like, I'll do everything... Because it
not
takes a lot
said.
Of lives. I know, but that's... As a father with a son that died from that, I back off a little bit and say, I'll give you a pass, because... He'll do everything he can in that power to do that.
We're going
to
get to some more things Mr. Biden has said recently that he's not, you know, he only gets so many passes.
I think
yeah,
he'll
but
end
that
up
should apply to everybody.
Dropping out.
He's starting to go downhill
yep.
already,
no, he's not.
Charlie.
He's just not part of the crowd.
No, he's not. And boy, what he had to say about the people he'd worked with in Congress who were racist. I mean, they just simply were racist. Boy, I'll tell you, even the people in his own party jumped on his rear end yesterday and had some interesting things to say. But before we close the door on this, just to be fair, I'm sure Donald Trump has the best intentions to cure cancer, just like Joe Biden does, but you can't make that as a campaign promise. This is what we all hate about politicians. That's phony. I mean, if cancer's cured on their watch, great. But you can't say, elect me and I'm going to cure cancer.
Yeah.
You
and
can't
it won't
do that.
Be due to whoever is president. I mean, unless...
It will not.
You
yeah.
know, I mean... There are funding issues, of course, that
that's right.
could be yeah,
but that's
affected,
where we've got.
In the non-political vein, Komen for the cure.
Yeah.
They're not curing anything yet.
Not yet.
Well, Susan B. Yeah, Komen, no, but they try and provide funding.
But every
for
time
that.
They have a march, boy, I can't.
Susan
you know,
B.
They're going to cure.
They're going to cure. But it's an interesting thing because I just don't like campaign promises like that because they promise enough phony stuff that we don't need another phony promise.
Agreed.
Uh-oh.
What do you think about...
he always says I never agree with him, but...
Yes?
What do you think about Trump finding out that he was going to kill 150 people? If he struck Iran.
Yeah, and then he
and
called
he
it off.
Out.
And he called it off.
But you know that you're going to kill people before you strike.
I mean, otherwise... What,
well, maybe what, maybe President Trump is a humanitarian and doesn't want to strike these areas. Could be. I think it's interesting because he did back out when he found out the innocent people were going to be killed.
We're not even sure that they are the ones that are responsible. I mean...
Well, they probably weren't the ones that were responsible.
I've seen travel shows... The Iranian people, they love us, except for the leaders.
Well, we gave them a lot of money under the Obama administration.
No, we didn't. That was their money.
Yeah.
That you worked for Obama?
No, but
no,
that was their money.
That sounds like,
if we're talking about facts, that was their money.
Not really.
No, he is correct.
Yeah,
well,
they gave us money to
that.
Buy the arms, and we didn't make that deal, so we gave it back.
Past that.
Okay.
We don't need to argue that, but... Mr. Biden, because we're heading into the first debate, I believe it's this coming week.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, first debate, and I'm telling you what, he's going to get chewed up and spit out on that stage because he's already made another... yet somehow, he's worked with a lot of people in the Senate who were racist in his day. Joe Biden's been there for a lot of years. He's 78 years old, and he worked with people like Strom Thurmond, which, by the way, he spoke at his funeral. He spoke at Strom Thurmond's funeral, and this did not go very well with people like Cory Booker, and who's running for president, if you didn't know. And who was the other one who complained about it heavy? There was somebody else. Kamala Harris complained about this heavy, that Joe Biden's out of touch, that he doesn't understand what's going on, he's too old. And Cory Booker, I saw a clip yesterday, because Joe Biden used the word boy in a particular way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's already screwing up, and we haven't even got to the first debate.
Well, he just said, nobody ever called me boy.
Yeah, nobody ever called me boy, and Cory Booker said, well, maybe Joe Biden doesn't understand what that means.
Well, I've said it before, I'll say it again, Joe Biden has diarrhea of the mouth. I don't particularly want that trait in a president. And
so you're not a Biden girl?
No, I've said it 100 times on this show.
Well, I tried to get out of you like last week.
I'm not telling you who.
Why? It's killing me, because I thought you would be a Buttigieg.
I know who it is.
You do? It's not
you
Sanders.
Do? Who is it? Tell me.
You wouldn't tell me if I told you.
Is it Harris?
I'm not saying.
Oh, her eyebrows went up. I know her better than that.
The truth of the matter is that he better watch what he's saying, and when he gets on that debate stage, because he is number one in the polls right now, they're going to be going after him like crazy, and he is not handling himself very well in public venues. And if he gets up there and makes one of those faux pas... Now, do I think Joe Biden's racist? Well, God, no. Because,
no,
I mean, look who he was vice president for. President Obama. But he cannot say things like that after you give the eulogy at Strom Thurmond's funeral.
Yeah, it's just really out of touch, and it doesn't make the people who are helping to form your base feel good about voting for you. It doesn't make them feel like you understand their world.
But yet he's still number one.
Well,
for about another week.
He's number one in certain demographics.
And we're still a long time away. You can't.
Yeah, but who in that group is going to pull ahead? I mean, none of them are very interesting. You know, I found out this week that Willie Nelson, just my opinion, none of them are breaking out. I mean, I heard that Willie Nelson supports Beto. And I thought, well, Willie Nelson would be the one to support Beto, because clearly his brain has been depleted over the years.
I think both Mayor Pete and Elizabeth Warren have been moving very steadily up in the polls.
But that's not going to work.
Why is it not going to work?
Well, I will tell you if you give me a second here. It's not going to work, and this is not my opinion.
Be honest why it's not going to work.
Here's why it's not going to work. Because you can win a Democratic primary, because those are all lefties. But you've got... Oh, here. Let me start with this statistic.
So you're saying it's not going to work against Donald Trump.
Mayor Pete's in the middle, though.
Because I'm talking about the primary.
I think I was talking,
Charlie. We're talking about
two different things.
I'm trying to clarify about whether or not we're talking about the same thing. Are you talking about them winning against Donald Trump, or are you talking about them winning the primary?
Can I talk now?
Nope.
There you go. Here's the statistic I learned this week. Now, pay attention. This is very interesting. 30% of the people in the country identify as Republicans, 31 identify as Democrat, and the rest identify as independent, 60%. So, now here's the point I was going to make based on that statistic. Whoever, it's going to be Trump. Trump will get that 30% of Republicans, no doubt. Whoever the Democrat is will get that 31% of Democrats. It's that 60% swath that you've got to get. And in the Democratic primary, you're only going to get that 31% voting. So, Buttigieg could win a Democratic primary, but he's not going to win over that 60% enough to win the election because of some of his lifestyle choices. Now, that's not my opinion. That's just the way it is. So, and I tell you what, it happened to Hillary. She was a woman. Everybody said we were ready for it. Is she in the White House?
Well,
no, she's not.
Everybody also said that, you know, Barack Obama couldn't possibly win
not
because
when
he
was
black.
Not when he was running.
Yeah, they did. They didn't wear Buttigieg now. Yes, they said he has no chance.
First of all, Barack Obama was running when George W. Bush was the sitting president. The most unpopular Republican president has never even been invited to a convention since he left office. His approval ratings were in the 20s. We were still in Iraq. We were still in Afghanistan. Osama bin Laden was still on the loose. Hurricane Katrina had ravaged New Orleans, and we were in the middle of the financial crisis. We wouldn't have elected a Republican in that election to save a life. Whoever the Democrat was going to win.
I just think you'll be surprised. This country is pretty resilient, and they're ready for whatever we throw
out. Okay. I think there are Democrats.
That's what they said about Hillary, too. Hillary was going to win. Hands down, every poll there was, Charlie, was Hillary going to win? You got it.
You know, every time I look at Elizabeth Warren, I think of the worst school teacher I ever faced. There's something
about
her.
She reminds you of that? Like an old school mom?
A real turn-off face.
Well, that's
worse than Hillary?
That's definitely should affect you.
Worse than Hillary.
I mean, Elizabeth Warren has no personality in her face.
Well, here's the thing. Hillary, in her book, now that's the only Hillary Clinton book I've ever read was the What Happened book, because I wanted to know what she thought happened. And she will tell you that there was a great deal of misogyny. And you cannot act like it doesn't exist. I think the Democrats do a good job of that. Like pretending like, oh, that'll never matter when people get to the polls.
I don't think that's true. I think that every woman Democrat, and at least some of the men, will definitely admit that, you know, there's misogyny going on, that we don't know whether or not a woman can win, but that's not the point. If you ever want a woman to win, you have to keep putting forward women.
Fine. But the problem is the Democrats are trying to put out these candidates who I think they think of as more as a novelty. I like Mayor Pete. I think he's well-spoken. I think he's a nice guy. He comes across very well. But his whole name, he's a mayor. Why would we go from the mayor's mansion to the executive office of this country?
Why did we go from reality TV to...
Because...
That's a very good question.
Exactly, and you had the most qualified person running against him possible. You had a former First Lady, you had a former Secretary of State, you had the Senator from New York during 9/11, and yet she couldn't beat a guy who never held public office. Now, why do you think that was?
So you don't think it can flip and go the other way?
I think there are too many people. I think there's about 10% in this country who don't want a woman. They don't want somebody who's involved in same sex. You're not going to win the Bible Belt with a same sex marriage idea. You're not. You're just simply not going to do that. So there goes
the
Midwest.
The minority running a country.
The majority of the country supports.
I think so.
Gay marriage. They support LGBTQ people.
Yes, they support it, but do they want it as the president? I don't think so.
Well, that has nothing to do with him. That's not his defining.
Listen
to him speak and his policies. Like, that's not what I think
about.
Well,
you think Hillary was stupid? You think she sounded like an idiot?
That's not what I'm saying, but I'm talking about now, like him, Mayor Pete. Like, I just think...
I'm telling you what, there's going to... Charlie, do you think Mayor Pete could beat Donald Trump?
No.
There you go.
Well, we're still a year... I mean,
Charlie decides it.
Well, Charlie's been around more elections than all of us combined. He's seen it all.
And Mayor Pete's not that far left. He's kind of down the
middle. See, you guys are delusional. You guys think that he could win.
I didn't say that Pete could win against Donald Trump. We were talking very specifically about the primary. I said that Mayor Pete and Elizabeth Warren are edging up towards Joe Biden in the polls.
Right.
And we weren't talking about the general.
And if you go that way, here's the Democrats' problem. You have a lot, and I hate to even call it a novelty because I don't think of it that way, but you have a lot of never-haves. Women, never been elected president. Same-sex marriage, never been elected president. Social people, way to the left, socialist, who could be, well, Bernie Sanders, an identified socialist. Never been.
He's a Democratic socialist. That's different than a socialist.
It is.
He's not.
There's a difference.
The only time Bernie Sanders becomes a Democrat is when he runs for president. So you got a socialist. Those things are not going to play in the general election. That's why the swath of the Democratic Party is saying, oh God, give us Joe Biden. And then you even really have a novelty with him because you've got the oldest man that would ever be elected. Don't they have somebody over there who is just
But normal? Nobody's going to make you happy then, if that's how you're looking at all these people. They're all qualified.
Who would you have put up if you were a Democrat and you, I think you there got are to people. Decide the
and
nominee?
And then look at the other side on, like, Donald Trump. I'm look just, at that.
Donald
like,
Trump is very popular right now among his party. Nobody's going to leave
that. That's a smaller
group.
Party.
But who would it be? Who would you put up as a Democrat against Donald Trump?
If I was running the Democratic Party and I wanted to beat Donald Trump, I would probably put up... Cory Booker would not be bad. He's smart. He's held good office. He's had some good showings on television. He's not a novelty. I think that... certainly not that woman who ate her salad with a fork or a comb or whatever, that woman. She wouldn't have a chance. Who else has been running? There's like 50 of them. It's hard to tell.
What if Biden chose Mayor Pete as a
bad move?
Has it ever been happened before? Let's say Biden would choose like a Republican, like Kasich, as a VP.
I don't think he would.
Why?
I don't think he would. Because I think.
I think the Democratic base would.
I don't think the Democratic Party would allow him to do it.
Kasich's pretty.
Oh, no.
Kasich's not popular in Ohio.
So you don't think that would be a good...
No.
Charlie, you think Kasich, we're going to see him, or is he just going to keep his job at CNN? And
I wonder. We haven't heard much about him.
No, when he found out he couldn't run again, he cried.
Yeah, he ran this place into the ground, and then he was like...
And then he left.
But I'll run against Donald Trump.
All right, enough politics for the day. But, you know, that's what's going to have to happen. In Beto, there's another guy who's never held any substantial political office. I don't think he's ever met a foreign leader, and he's got a record. That ain't going to work.
Is there another John Kennedy out there?
Yeah.
There's a Joe Kennedy.
You know, if he would have run, that would have been a good candidate. Yep. That would have been one that could have won. But
what
not
about
this
Eric Swalwell? He's.
People don't know who he is. They think he's the guy at the Jiffy Lube who changes your spark plugs.
My kids were saying that we need like an intro after the politics section. We need like a
fun.
And now the segment where Scott Spears hates everything about love and relationships.
No, there's
take
nothing
it away,
about,
Scott.
There's nothing about love and relationship today.
Really?
No.
Oh my gosh.
No. This is interesting. This is a good story. Harvard, did you hear about Harvard? There was a Parkland shooting I wish people could see your face. Brandy's face. She always gets these like nasty looks at me when
that
I just...
That was not... I sighed. That's not a nasty look.
Okay. There was a Parkland shooting survivor who got accepted to Harvard. They said, yes, you can come to Harvard. You're great. He's a very smart kid. High IQ. And then they went back 2 years on Facebook and found some nasty things that he had said that were racist. So Harvard rescinded his welcome. You know, and he went on and apologized. He said, listen, I was 16 years old when this happened. I don't believe that anymore. And they still wouldn't let him in. Come on. How many people have done something when they're 16, Charlie? That should ruin the rest of your life.
Well, I don't think it's going to ruin the rest of his life to not get into Harvard, first of
all. That's where he wanted to go.
But I do think that this is the danger of social media in this day and age. Yeah. We should not be letting our 16-year-olds on social media to say stupid things.
Yeah, but you cannot.
Because it does affect your life.
Do you really think he should have been kept out?
Oh, I don't have an opinion on it one way or another. That's
why I'm asking
Harvard.
You.
Well, I don't have an opinion.
Well, I'm saying.
How old is he now? He's 6.
He's 18 now, going to college. And they're holding him out. What is wrong with those people at Harvard? I mean, seriously.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know. But I think Brandy's right.
Listen, if he wouldn't have apologized, maybe I would feel differently about that. But he said, I don't feel that anyway.
What did he say?
They were just racist remarks.
Yeah, did he apologize before the offer was rescinded or after the offer was rescinded?
Well, after.
Okay, well.
That's different. Now they're talking about the content of his character. That's a little bit different. Like,
he's
18
years old, for God's sake. Does everything you ever do or say need to be held against you for the rest of your life?
Well, I think at that age, at 16, though, I would know, okay, whatever I'm putting out here, even... Now that I'm 30.
Okay, well... look at the things you did. Now, would you like to be judged on that stuff?
Yeah, but none of it was racism like that.
People could see it in a bad way, I think.
Well, I think people do judge you on the stuff that you did before,
they do.
Right?
I'm not knocking down Harvard's door. I'm like just... I barely can get into my own house.
If you can get the grades and you've survived Parkland... I mean, that's a tragedy. That might turn you around in life.
But then you're yelling racism.
Not before that.
Oh. I don't know, Scott. That's tough. I don't know.
Whatever Harvard does, I don't know how they work all that stuff. There is maybe some... there might be some positive that could come out of him going to Harvard. Like, maybe he would learn something, you know? But I do think our teenagers, we have to be very, very careful. And even people in their young 20s nowadays on social media, they put out a lot of stupid stuff. And it does. Your employers are looking at that. Police stations are looking at that. Your university that you want to go to is looking at that.
A 16-year-old's mind is not even fully developed.
No, but no person's mind is fully developed until 25.
Right.
But we hold, you know, a 24-year-old responsible for their actions. So,
well, didn't Harvard just get out of the news, though, for being in trouble by who they were accepting, like some of the qualifiers?
All I know is I thought in this country we had freedom of speech. Now, that's one of the things now you can be judged on when you're applying for college is what you say.
You can say whatever you want.
That's always been. You have to write essays and papers in order to get into
these colleges. They had already accepted him.
Right.
And so they found out what he said.
Well, maybe they should have done their homework. And it sounds like somebody was out to get him.
Maybe.
Yeah. So maybe. I don't like that
that's
either.
That's possible.
I don't know. It's up to that. Like, I don't care.
Charlie, do you think he should have been let in?
No, I give him. The fact that they can turn somebody out, that's good. At least they have some judgment.
Well, they do have judgment, but I'm not sure if it was the correct judgment in this
particular
case.
So you think a second chance, let him change it, prove it?
Well, he said it already. He said, that's not me. I don't believe that
stuff anymore.
He said
it after they found it. That's what Brandon
said. I don't think he had any reason to apologize before then.
Just, yeah,
yes, you do.
Yeah, you do. You should apologize as soon as that comes out.
So who do you go apologize to?
Back on the same platform that you put it on.
If you were saying it on social media, yeah, exactly. If you're saying it on social media,
I guess,
you know, if you were vocal enough about it to put that out there, then you should be vocal enough about it to rescind it when you change your mind.
But, yeah, but who do you say? Do you just go on social media and put, I rescind everything I've ever did?
No, you can release the same kind of statement saying, this is not
who I am.
But
who was asking him before this? That's what I'm saying.
Nobody was asking him before to say racist things.
Racist
he
things
just
are
said
wrong.
Them. That's what social media
when
is.
People,
you just say
yeah,
them.
When
so
people
you can,
say they're sorry
this
after
is a high
they
octane.
Get caught, that's...
Hi, Octane.
When he starts rolling his eyes, I get fired up, man. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
So we all agree that the kid should be let in.
You know, if they did, if they didn't, like, I just think I think everybody deserves second chances, but I don't.
I think he'll get a second chance. Yeah. I do think there will be a university who will take him, and it's not to ruin his life to have not gotten into Harvard. It's not the only place
that's
in the country that he
can
be.
A lot of people work hard to get into Harvard.
I did.
And I understand that, but not everybody who works hard to get into Harvard gets into Harvard. You're not entitled to it.
His parents didn't have enough money.
I think they did. I don't know what's going on.
They didn't.
That's what
did
it comes down
to.
That's
cool.
Well, that's right. Oh, that's right. They should have probably contacted Lori Loughlin to see if they could get him in.
Yep. So he's got Plan B.
B. All right. Here's kind of another story in that same vein. I don't know who this woman is, to be honest. Does anybody know who Bella Thorne is?
Yes. She's an actress.
Young actress. Okay, Bella Thorne. Apparently, one of her transgressions in life was that she took some pictures where she didn't have any clothes on, and she was being blackmailed.
Do you have
by I've never seen him.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, everybody's seen him now, a matter of fact. Everybody's
was she underage? Were you just asking for...
No, she's not underage, is she?
No.
No, was she at the time?
I don't know.
You said she didn't get to that part yet.
Anyway, here's the story.
Somebody
had hacked her, apparently hacked her, and got the hold of these pictures, and was going to blackmail her. So what she did is she put them out there.
Right. So then, no, she
good
wasn't...
Good move.
Yeah.
That's a good move.
Yeah, if you're proud of your... Yeah, you might as well advertise it.
So now we all should shun her, just like the boy from Harvard. We should say, well, that was a stupid piece of judgment you made, and now let's kick you out of the acting
there's
history.
There's a difference between displaying your own physical body and being racist.
I do it at the pool all the time.
First of all, just like we were talking about, who was the... Kate Smith. Okay, we don't know that Kate Smith was racist. I don't know that this boy is racist. I think he said racist things. I don't know that he's a racist.
Okay, well, there's a difference between displaying your own nude body and saying racist things.
And she still might get judged from that later on. Hey, you put this out here, so this might hold her back from
something. When you take a nude picture, just like that teacher, you have to expect that there's going to be some repercussions.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I agree.
So again, this is why we should not our kids. We need more education about the fact that the internet and By proxy, your smartphone is forever.
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 Plus, they have apps for that, don't they? You can lock key it and seal it. Nobody will ever find it.
Oh, come on. No, somebody's going to hack that eventually. Everything's hackable.
We got about 7 minutes left here, and I want to touch on this one because we get a story like this every year at graduation time, and it's a hilarious story. A valedictorian from a school got up.
I knew you were bringing this up.
I love this story. This is one of my favorite stories. The valedictorian from the school got up, and during the valedictory speech, it was a boy, right?
I listen to you and Terry go back and forth. I can't remember if it's a boy or girl.
Terry was wrong about that.
You think so? Maybe that's not the time and place.
Let me
for
tell
that.
People always the story. The story is the valedictorian. The valedictorian got up and spoke, and
the alcoholic teacher and
he talked about one of the teachers being alcoholic in the school, and he talked about. I'm seeing what Charlie's doing here. Well. That's a nice little collection over there.
Do you think it was the right time and place to call those?
The story is a valedictorian got up and he chastised a teacher at the school for being drunk every day, and he chastised the office staff for not helping him fill out college papers. So, Charlie, do you think that's the proper time and place?
It was a girl.
It was a girl. Do you think that's a proper time and place to get up in front of the whole school on graduation day?
It's happened here locally.
I know. What's wrong with people? Yeah. They just want you to get up and say, have a great time
in
your future.
It's a chance to get up without being yanked off.
Well, I'm surprised this girl didn't get yanked off.
They normally cut their mic. But,
yeah.
I don't know if that's the time. Because Terry, I was listening to the program the other day, and he said, maybe you should have brought that up before this. And but maybe that it wasn't
a
possibility.
Well, maybe they did.
Yeah.
And maybe now the school will listen.
But see, maybe it takes something that dramatic to get it out there.
Right. And I think that was the point. I mean, she's out of there after that day.
Didn't look at it like, yeah, maybe.
I thought it was good because what was funny about the video was when she mentions that alcoholic teacher, all the students react. They all knew.
Yeah, did you see them up front? They all fell off there. That was
you're like this, that audible. Oh.
So there you go. Everybody knew.
Right. So why did the school not do anything about it?
Well, don't you have to submit your speech, and I think it's carefully thought through. Right. So this, but I think you talk about freedom of speech, or what? I don't know.
You could submit a speech and then go up to that podium and go off the cuff.
See, I think that's exactly what it was.
You're giving a valedictory speech in front of parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles who have flown in from all around the country. Do you think that you should start chastising the school?
Not at all.
Yeah. It's kind
Absolutely
of bad.
Absolutely not.
But it sounds like the school had quite a few problems. So what, I don't know which way I fall with, because there's a time and place, but also we don't know what happened before that, what she took.
This girl will never get into Harvard. And you don't see this video.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like airing your dirty laundry.
Airing your dirty laundry. Why do people have to get up and say everything now? Why can't they just tell somebody else and let it go at that?
So because if that teacher's been drunk all year and it's been brought to their attention, then maybe there's some frustration there. Like,
but we don't know if that's true.
This is a public institution. That's the thing. I mean, this is a place where the public is supposed to be able to depend on them to educate their children, to help their children move forward onto the next steps. And if there are that many problems, and she felt that they were severe enough that she needed to make this speech, you know, maybe now somebody will listen and the problems will be fixed, because there are other children coming after her who need more.
I think that was just a little example of public exhibitionism.
I just think if a couple of my teachers would have been tipping back a little, I think it would have been easier. To be honest, like, I would have been okay with
that. You have to be careful, right? Because you went to Harding.
Yeah,
so if there was anything going on at Harding, your teachers might still be there.
Yeah, that's
You're
true.
You're not that old.
Yeah, and so if you are still there, I can applaud your sobriety.
All the Harding teachers are lovely.
That's what I understand.
You went there too, Scott.
Yeah, they're nice people.
How did we not ever meet? Like,
I avoided you.
You did?
Yeah.
But the way you embrace me now, there's no way you would
you
have
You were always hanging out with you-know-who.
Oh, no.
See, that's why I would never bring this up.
Don't do it.
Well, don't bring it up then, and we won't have to go through that.
You brought it up.
Yeah, you always bring
it
up.
No.
Yes.
I think you have something for her.
Yes, you have an issue.
Yeah,
total apathy for her is what I have for her.
I bet you have a mixtape and
You don't bring somebody up that often when you have complete apathy.
I bet he's got a poster made at Walmart, on one of those blankets.
No. There's a reason. There's a reason that I bring her up. That I told him at the anniversary party that I'm not going to say on the air
because
I think that's
wrong.
But there's a reason. Maybe I will bring it up on the air.
No, you will not.
Maybe I will bring that whole story up.
I will bring the duct tape.
She'll
next
start
week.
Throwing up. Yeah.
Well, what happened was
No.
You want to hear this, don't you, Charlie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
We don't
this is good
this.
Stuff.
No.
This is real dramatic stuff.
No, this is not dramatic.
We got time left. Don't worry. Just hold your breath.
Oh my goodness.
He said, "Just hold your breath."
I'm gonna turn your mic off.
That's okay. Then I can go over there and muffle you.
There, she's off. Now here's what happened.
You want mine?
Scott, shush.
Here's what happened. When Wheeze was going to be on the show here the first time, this person who we're talking about contacted me and said there had been an incident back a few years earlier and that
an incident? See, that none of that's true. I know
the
for
story changes every
that's
time.
That's how she referred
you
to
said
it.
Now there was an incident.
She referred to it as an incident. And there had been an incident, and maybe I should ask him about that. And I did. I didn't use the name. And he denied it and continues to deny it. Oh, so it is true.
No, I don't. Your story's changed.
You just got caught in your lie there.
Do you know this person? Then did I can't follow with it.
Charlie, one thing we want to do before we wrap up the show today is just hours ago, Jeff Ruth retired after 40 years on air at WMRN. You worked with him. I worked with him for a long period of time, and we certainly wish him the best.
For sure.
A happy retirement. Longevity is a great thing in a position like that, and he certainly had it, right?
Right on.
Absolutely. So we wish Jeff the best. Charlie will be on for 2 hours this afternoon. He's got tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Wilds, and maybe I'll make a Facebook post about your, and I can mention this person's name.
What?
That we talk about.
Yeah, but you're going to have to suffer that because none of it's true.
Maybe. All right. Brandy, you want to say, I'll turn your mic back on to say goodbye for today.
Gee, thanks.
There you go.
Oh, by the way, Charlie, our 30-day policy no longer exists.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hope to see everyone at the Juneteenth celebration tomorrow, the ribbon cutting for...
Well, tell people about it quickly.
I just did.
But you didn't tell them time or where.
I think noon, and we're doing a ribbon cutting out at Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, which used to be
cool.
Cass Avenue.
Yeah.
So come on out. There's going to be lots of stuff going on, vendors, and
punch
hopefully
and
we don't get... rained. I don't know. I'm not in charge of it.
It happens after the Weasel show. They planned it so you could listen and then go.
And then we're going
kidding.
To go tomorrow, to Charlie, to a retirement party.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so we're busy.
About
we're going to have fun. Yeah. It's going to be a big Saturday here
that's
in Maryland.
Fun.
And that's all the time we have today for this very interesting episode of the Exchange Club. Don't forget to tune in for Charlie Evers coming up in about 10 minutes and the Weez show tomorrow morning with
Nina West.
No. All 9 o'clock hour will be devoted to that.
No way she's going to call in after that.
We're done.
Well, what a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very